Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Are you living the life God intended for you? God has given us some very clear instructions in His Word as to how we are to live for Him. As a believer, you have an important job to do. You have a major role to play in God's kingdom. It's the job of every believer to rightly discern his or her role in the plan of God and to serve with enthusiasm. We've been given the ministry of reconciling people to God, and being actively engaged in this work at any level will bless your life and provide growth in countless circumstances. You see, fulfillment in this life is attained when you live for the life giver. So, live for Him. In today's message titled, We Live for God, Evangelist Paul Acqua helps you to understand that only the life lived for God is worth living. Let's join in.
The mission of Jesus is now the mission of believers. The passion of Christ is now expressed through His followers. Christ wants to squeeze life out of you to others, my friend. Listen to what the Bible says. And He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. Then I read one scripture that I know many believers are very familiar with, Galatians 2:20, which says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2:20. So you see, my friend, for you and me, we are not living this life, doing all the things that life gives us, without actually moving to the next phase where God wants us to be by living His life. The purpose of Jesus is not only to save our lives. You may have been saved a couple of months or many years ago. The reason Jesus saved you is to do a miracle work in you. People say, I am saved to go to heaven. If you are saved to just go to heaven, you will be there right now as I speak. If He only saved you to go to heaven, every person that will be saved will be translated to heaven, because heaven is a much better place than here on this earth. Jesus prayed to the Father in John chapter 17 that I do not ask you to take believers or disciples out of this world. Let's look at John chapter 17 and I read verses 15 to 18. And this is Jesus speaking. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Let me repeat verse 18. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. So that's the purpose for which Christ left us on this earth. Jesus said, I just do the things that my Father sent me to do. And if Jesus Christ, who is living in us, the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I tell you, my friend, there is no way that Jesus Christ is living in you and me and doing the things that the Father sent Him to do unless He is able to express Himself through us in involving ourselves in kingdom work. So Jesus told a parable that a master went a far country and said, occupy till I come. Jesus is telling you and me to occupy till He comes back again. Jesus saved you not just to get you to heaven. That's our final destination, no doubt about that, where He wants to take you. But He wants to enable you to live your life for Him and to represent Him in kingdom lifestyle, my friend. We are to represent Christ on this earth. We are His ambassadors. You see, the Bible says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become righteousness of God. You see, this is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. The love that drove him to the cross now drives us to the lost and those who are hurting. So we are living for God. His love drove him to the cross to die for our sins. And that same love drives us to the lost people in this world and also those who are hurting. Christ trusts you and me to continue his ministry on this earth. He has given us his power. He has given us his love. He has given us his life to share with others. As I said earlier, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So how does that apply to your life and mine? Here is how it applies. When you and I received the Lord as our Savior, not only did he forgive our sins, but the Bible says the Holy Spirit came into our lives to live in us so that we have the life of Christ indwelling us. And so Christ is within us and the Holy Spirit's responsibility is to live through us the indwelling life of Jesus Christ. So now if Christ is our life, which he is, what's Jesus going to do? Jesus is going to live out in this society. In this day and age, he's going to live out his life through us. We just said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if Jesus Christ was involved in the life of his people and instructing them and getting involved in their heads, in their heartaches, in their disappointments, in their disillusions, if he was involved in those days, he is likewise going to become involved in people around us who are likewise in need and suffering, who need the help and strength of Almighty God. We have to take note of that. Bible says in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. See? So the truth is, if I am going to be genuine New Testament Christian, not only must I be empowered as Christ has empowered me, or not only must I be instructed, but it's the lifestyle of the New Testament Christian to be involved in the lives of other people in some form of personal ministry. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You see, this is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. We are to live his life. We are to continue his ministry on this earth, my friend. If you don't become involved in somebody's life, if you don't allow Jesus Christ to squeeze life out of you into someone's life, you are missing the very point for which he has taught you. You are missing the very point for which he has authorized and empowered you. You see, in our missionary trips and evangelism outreaches, I have seen so many lives transformed by sharing Christ's love. Sharing what Christ has done for us is the main point of biblical Christianity. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. Let me read it again. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so. The good news is for every single person, and it's in the power of your hand to do so. So why don't you deliver it? Why don't you proclaim the good news? Why don't you get involved in people's lives? I hope you will do so from today if you haven't already done so. Let me assure you that God believes in you as his representative, and that's our purpose for living. God works with us among hurting people. We must be enthusiastic to touch and bless others. Never underrate the value of your words and actions. You will never be bored with life if you live according to the purpose for which God put you on this earth. I assure you, my friend, we all have a personal ministry, ministering God's love and life in our dark world. What the New Testament believer possesses is the greatest healing and lifting power on earth. Christ has given us his life and power and has commanded us to occupy till he comes. My friend, we are here with a purpose in mind, and that purpose is to live the life of Jesus Christ. And that life is a warm-hearted, intimate, and personal involvement in the lives of people who are hurting, in the lives of people who are desperate, in the life of people who need to know the truth, in the lives of people who actually have lost hope. You see, they have to feel it through you. They have to hear the truth through you. People desperately need to know the truth. They have to feel it through you. They have to hear it through you and to see it in your life that Jesus Christ cares for them. Live for God by involving yourself in the lives of people. How do you get involved in the lives of people? First, you need to love others. Loving others is the great commandment. Love is not love until you give it. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So love is not love until you give it. This command I give you, that you love one another. And the greatest commandment is we love God with all our hearts and loving others as ourselves. Who else do you love besides your family? Let me ask you, who do you really love besides your family? Loving others is the great commandment. We can all begin here. Don't think God's love is a treasure to keep. You are to share his love. You hold on to it by sharing it. The second thing to do by living for God and involving yourself in others' lives is to witness to others. The Bible says we should go and make disciples of all nations. The Bible says when we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, we shall be God's witnesses. The good news is not good news until you share it with others. You may say, "I am not comfortable with sharing the good news of the gospel." But can you start your conversation by doing the practical things? Can you babysit for a single mom you want to minister to and give her an hour to herself so she can get out of the house? Can you do that? Can you visit the prison or visit the hospital? Can you bake a pie or a cake? Can you pray with someone who is hurting? Can you send a card, an email, or a text message? Can you make a phone call? Can you paint a fence? Or can you wash a car? You can start from there, and through that you can share the good news of the gospel, my friend. You cannot share the good news by keeping it to yourself. You have to step out and do so. Live for God by serving others. God's love is meant to be shared among others. If you are not loving people, you are not witnessing to them, you are not serving others, I want to ask you, can you justify your continued existence on earth? I'm just asking you. Let me ask you another question. Are you involved in anybody's life? Are you living a life of witness? Are you living a life of love and service? You should do so by expressing God's life in your life. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, there is no way you can live a fulfilled life. If you will, you may just put your trust in Him and then pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.